This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Daryl Morey's
advice.
That's what
I'm saying. Are we going to listen to Daryl Morey?
Yeah. No. We're absolutely not.
So
ever. I think, on anything. Literally nothing.
I think when Shaq sees the big guy shooting too much. Because remember, what's the very few occasions he was around for Kings games? What would he always say?
Was he ever around for a game?
Well, not around here, but like on the telecast.
Okay.
And Domas would get the ball. And like, there you go, Domas. See, that's what you want. Big man. Get on that block. Put him in the basket right there. That's how you know. You're doing real big man moves right there. Mm-hmm. You say that's what you want to see. Now, once again, to your point, it don't have to be. You're not going to get it there all the time, Shaq. You got to be able to stretch the defense a little bit now, but got to be balanced. Got to be balanced. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Shaq's telling the truth or not. I don't know if he's telling the truth or not on that one.
How many do you think Shaq shows up to one game this year?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah, I think he's here more or less 7.5 games.
7.5? Yeah. Less. Unless someone told you something.
No, nobody told me.
You're Mr. Sac State.
It is during basketball season.
I'm saying less. I thought you were going to go.
I'll say less, but I think it's more than three.
I thought you were. If you had gone 2.5, that's the one that would have. Because I feel like he's going to come to at least one football game. And I feel like he's going to come to at least one basketball game. I might throw him in for two. I would have taken the over on 2.5.
I'll put him at.
I would have taken the more.
Okay, we'll adjust it. We'll put it at 3.5. I'm going to go more. I think he gets here five
I'm
going
to go less. I'm going to go two basketball games and one football game.
I think he's going to get here five times this year. Some of it, you know, I mean, it's not like he has to be here, but he's in control of halftime entertainment. If Sexy Red is here and he booked Sexy Red, he might have to be here.
Shaquille O'Neal's in charge of halftime entertainment?
Yeah, that's part of his duties.
Is any of this to watch his son play basketball or no?
Maybe that's the other thing. He might want to watch his son play basketball too. That might get him here more than five times. But yeah, Shaq, the diesel.
I'm actually with Soren. Shaq probably forgot he's associated with Sexton.
Do you think if I stopped Shaq on the street right now and I asked him Sac State's mascot, he'd know what it was? Is you think he could tell me it's the Hornets?
That's a good question.
Shaq,
what's the name of the Hornet?
Oh, I don't know. Stinger?
No, it has a name. Oh, no one knows? No.
I think I do know, but I'm not sure if I know. Is it Herky?
That's it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I'll be damned.
Shout out Sac State. School spirit.
They got to explain to me why his name is Herky.
Yeah.
We might need to change that. Singer.
Well, I've always been in favor of changing.
Might not be able to. That could be trademarked.
I've always been in favor of changing the pinky from being the stinger thing, too.
Why?
Pinky's not intimidating. Like,
well, what?
Hey, I've thrown it out there.
What do you want to do? I just realized you had a, did we send links today?
Yeah, I just sent it to Trista a few minutes ago.
Okay. Well, you can't say we got to get rid of it and not have a better solution. Stingers up. You got to have a solution.
Yeah, how about the index finger? Maybe a middle finger.
Well, then we do this.
Number finger. One.
Yeah, number one. Stingers up because you're number one. That's perfect right there.
I like the pinky.
Nah, I like the pinky too.
Overruled.
Why are you, I was just throwing it out there. Hey, I went to the school. I can make a suggestion.
You can. Who's a bigger Sac State fan, me or Jesse?
Oh, you. Like,
you went to the school.
I love State Hornet. I got love for the State Hornet.
Shout out to the State Hornet.
Are you a Sac State supporter?
Yeah.
No, huh? I'm a Sac State fan.
Okay.
Now, the question of all the scenarios, Sac State plays Michigan in the national championship.
Hey.
That's insane that you don't know the answer to that.
It'd be Sac State. Easy.
Would it?
Easy. Easy. No question. If Sacramento State is playing a national championship game against the University of Michigan,
which you have no association with whatsoever.
All my Michigan gear.
Yeah, but you don't have a single association with Michigan, like at all.
Just memories. Just childhood memories.
Guy loves Tom Brady.
Memories of scandals and cheating?
No, false allegations.
You've had two coaches suspended. How are these allegations false?
First of all,
wait a minute. Aren't these self-imposed?
Yes, self-imposed.
So how could they be allegations when both of your coaches essentially went, okay, you got me.
Allegations.
Your love for Michigan is
shout out. Go Blue.
Gross.
I mean, go Blue. We're about to do our thing again this year. We're back.
Again?
Yeah, we're back.
What do you mean again? Who won the national title last year?
Ohio State won that week one. That wasn't even a real one, bro. The real championship about to start. About to start.
So the one where they won multiple games to get to the championship.
Man,
didn't count.
That seeding.
They had to like win a tournament.
They had to
for the first time in history.
The seeding thing was.
They
crazy,
had to man. Win a tournament and that wasn't enough.
They didn't fix that. They got to fix that. So that's what happened there. When you have to deal with them computers, oh no, that's the real issue.
What, you want to go back to the BCS era? KC trying to bring back the BCS championship.
Do you remember who the first BCS champion was? There's a one reason why.
Was
it
U.S.? No, it's a bad one. Was it Nebraska? Who was it?
Close. Tennessee.
T. No. Martin,
the year after
that was
Peyton,
the first BCS? Yeah. That was the year after Peyton lost to Florida?
Yeah. They beat
again
Florida State? Maybe?
Okay.
The only reason I really
that
this,
was the first BCS champion?
Yeah. The only reason I really remember this is they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and that was the same week T.O. had to catch two.
Okay.
So I thought that T.O. would get Sports Illustrated, and they got it for the national championship. And there was this big article on the catch, too, but they didn't get the cover.
Mm. Team Martin.
Peerless Price. Phenomenal knowledge. I think they beat – yeah, they beat Florida State, and I think they beat Peter Warwick. I think that's – and then Peter Warwick, I think, won the next year when they beat Michael Vick.
People talk about Peter Warwick like he was the greatest.
He was.
Like just the greatest that I guess
Peter
cosplayer
was,
ever.
He was the truth. He was the absolute truth.
That's some of the cool stuff about being in like college towns is like, hey, I'm gonna go get some coffee. Oh yeah, there's a great coffee place on Peyton Manning Way. Peyton Manning Way. Yeah, it's actually the coffee place. It's on the corner of Peyton Manning Way and Philip Fulmer Boulevard. Oh okay. If you get to Pat Summit Avenue, you went too far. Okay, got it.
Is there a Candace Parker way?
Turn around at the Candace Parker statue and come back. Okay, got it.
Let's see. I mean, there should be Coach K way, you know? Come on
well,
now.
Well, she's got some winning to do. Well, I think there is a Coach K way.
Well,
you're talking about in Tennessee. Oh, I don't think
she won two championships.
She didn't win any. No, she lost to UConn. She went to three. Lost you got one. To UConn twice, if I remember correctly.
I don't know her as well as you do, but if I know anything about her, I know anything about her makeup, she's not over that.
No, you'd be surprised. You like, she is. No, she is. There's definitely things she doesn't get over. There are things that she'll hold on to for a long time, but I don't think those eat at her. Like, we've talked about those before. Well, that's like good. I mean, I remember one USA basketball thing where wine was involved and Gina was drinking, and we were talking to Diana and her wife Penny, and Gino comes over with his, we're having some conversation about whatever, and it's about nothing, and Gino goes, yeah, but you never beat us,
jackass,
and like elbows Diana, huh? And Diana, I swear to you, looks him dead in the face and says, will you get the F out of here? Like, no one wants to hear you right now. And Gino just saunters off and leaves. So,
you know who he kind of reminds me of potentially? This is the tribal chief. I think a little bit more serious than the tribal chief. Oh, but yeah, if you get enough drinks in him.
Yeah, once you get him in an atmosphere of being like loose and relaxed, like... Yeah, he's that. I'll say this about Gino, as many jokes as you get off. When Pat got sick, his demeanor changed a lot. Mm. I think he saw like his, this is a weird way of phrasing it. Like, he saw his mortality all of a sudden, and I felt like my interaction, like everything with him kind of like changed. Mm-hmm. And I remember Pat's last Final Four. She wasn't in it. She was there. It was days before she announced her retirement. And I think it was before a practice. Everyone knew Pat was there. So there were just people everywhere. Because mm-hmm. she had already announced she was sick, but hadn't announced that she was retiring. And UConn was in the Final Four. So everyone was hoping for the meeting. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, Gino emerges from the tunnel, and you get a murmur and silence at the same time. Mm-hmm. And those two met. Just picture video, people running to get like the thing, and they just have their little exchange. Mm-hmm. It was private. They were like, there was enough distance. It was a private exchange. And, I'm sure UConn went on to win that Final Four. Mm. But Pat had told Gino in that quick conversation that this was probably it.
Mm. Mm. I like Gino. I can understand, like, if you don't interact with him and have to, like, be on his competitive side, like, how you wouldn't like him. But when I hear him speak about the state of basketball, the state of working with young people and trying to teach them the game and teach them life lessons. I know he's not perfect, but it all makes sense to me. Like, you're right. You know, like, you're 100% right. Just the way you prepare a young athlete to be the best. Like, when I hear him speak, I like what he has to say. It almost reminds me of Coach K, the other Coach K. Like, I used to not like him at all.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah, I used to not like him at all. But the more I saw, when I stopped playing and I got into coaching and saw how he prepared his teams and all this other stuff, I was like, that's exactly how I'd want to go about things.
One thing I loved about Gino is his teams, especially you go back and you look at those, but when Maya first got there, his teams were in shape. Like, I remember Pat coming home one day going, she walks in and she goes, our team's too fast.
Oh, no.
Hey, there's a shoot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
She has some big girls on her team. She walks in, she goes, "Why is my team so fat?" And then you look at Connecticut and Maya, and Maya's like, I mean, Maya a little bit bigger, but she got arms.
Yeah.
Like that team is shredded. And oh yeah, she's not feeling that spot. This was the first year without Candace. Mm. This was the where like you're the defending national champion, but you are not the same basketball team that won the championship last year.
Right.
Like not even close.
And you knew UConn was coming after.
Oh yeah. Yeah. TK, what's good, baby?
Where is she at? Is she on some like
baby?
Are you on some beachfront property somewhere? What is this? That looks super rich.
Where?
It is super rich. I'm at my friend's house.
You in Malibu?
No, just Marina Del Rey.
Okay, you're down the street from Malibu. Okay, let's do this. Trista's here. Jesse's producing.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
No, you good. We're gonna break real quick. We're gonna come back. That way we have a full time to talk. It's D'Lo and KC. Trista Crick is with us. We'll come back here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, we're back here with us. We're going to dive into the conversations because there's a lot to talk about. But I had KC this because if I don't tell him now, I'm going to forget. Mm. I had been struggling with what to wear to first night in Vegas. Mm. Got a Vegas trip coming up, TC.
When are you going to Vegas?
A week from this Friday.
No
FA. Oh, you
lit.
Out there?
It's lit.
Stop playing.
Yes, bro.
It's lit.
It's up, bro. It's
Stop
up.
Playing. Are you really out there?
It's up, bro. It's up.
I'm here the 30th, 31st, and the 1st.
It's up.
It's lit.
Be out here. Yes.
It's lit.
Oh, that's what's up. What are you going out there for?
Meta's flying me there, and me and Angel McCautry, former number one overall.
Oh, pick. I know Angel.
So, for the listeners, and to this UFC Apex event.
Okay.
With this private UFC, 700 people in the octagon area. Every seat's like a front row seat. And they want us to kind of like document what it's like using the Ray-Ban Meta glasses, using all the stuff and like showcasing, meeting the fighters. It's two women headlining the fight. I don't know which women it is. And so they're sending me and her there, VIP. They're having cameras follow us. Fire. That's the reason that the friend told me it was $4,000 to do an hour, is because Angel's going to come on, let her shoot. And had dinner actually with Angel last night. God, she's hilarious, mm-hmm. bro. Hilarious. The queen of the side.
Oh, just yeah.
Like, she can, like, she'll look at you like, did you just see what they just said? Mm-hmm. We had this waiter who was like kind of trying to mansplain, like gay mansplain LA, like the Italian menu for her. And she was not feeling it. And she was like, this dude over here, I think he's out. I think he's out. And I was like, no, we're going to turn him. We're going to turn him. And eventually he was like, because he was super proper, you know, with every bit of it. And eventually he was like, don't get it twisted. We got to help our girl Angel out here with some extra water. So he really came out of the show. I was calling him at the end instead of Eric. So anyway, we're going out there and we're going to be literally in Vegas that night. So we're going to go to catch. We got to link up. Like,
Yeah.
Yes, this is happening.
Oh, this Vegas trip keeps getting better. I get there that Friday morning. So just like,
that's the 30th, right? That's when I think I go.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So the trip keeps getting better. It's way up. So what I was tell you, because I figured you'd love this, is I had been struggling with what the first night outfit was. Mm-hmm. And I got it. First what time, it? I'm going blazer, no shirt.
That's how you got to do it.
I tried it this morning. The cut's pretty deep.
Yeah,
it's pretty deep.
As it should be.
I'm gonna have to do about 1,000 push-ups a night for the next for the next week and a half. But the cut's pretty deep, and I'm like, this is the look right here.
That's a movie.
This is the look for Janet Jackson.
We in Vegas too. That's how we got to do it. What? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Man. Yes.
So how long are you there for?
I'm in and out, maybe a night or two.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I'm being extended. You never know.
Well, we got Janet Friday. We got Kendrick and SZA on Saturday.
Oh, man.
And yeah, okay. I'm so
That's
hyped.
What dating Damien's like. Just like, you just get treated like a princess.
I'm telling
like
you.
Like an ivory princess.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's my girl. That's my queen. Yo, we was talking women's basketball. You're talking Angel McCautry. The W got started since the last time we talked. Did you get a chance to? I watched a little bit of Paige Bueckers last night. It was the only game. I think it was literally the only thing I cared about that was on last night, unless I was going to turn on baseball.
That's pretty dope for the NBA to step out of the way, too. I like that now that the WNBA season, we're starting to not be up against the first round where there's games every other day. Mm-hmm. You have some breathing room for the WNBA to have their own space.
Mm. Were you surprised by that Vegas ass whooping that happened over the weekend?
I think they're going to take a step back. I really do. I don't know what's going on with them, but even last year they had chemistry issues. I didn't really know what was going on. Even Becky Hammon, the head coach, was saying like they're just not really, they don't have the fire under them the same way, you know? And it felt like because they had won the title and they had been so dominant multiple years in a row that they didn't have that same cohesiveness, that same work ethic. You have players also getting older and dealing with injuries. Chelsea Gray is getting older. Jewel Lloyd is getting older. And I like Jewel Lloyd a lot. You have multiple players off the team that were key role players. I'm not surprised. And I think if they do become like a top tier team, it's going to take some time. You have a different point guard scorer. So everything's different. And you lost Kate Martin. You lost Alicia Gray. You lost a lot, right? So, yeah, I'm not shocked. I'm actually not shocked that the Storm, I think the Storm will be probably a team in transition as well, despite the fact that Skylar Diggins says that this is the most talented roster she's ever been on. I think the Mercury are going to be really, really good. They're going to be really good. This is a team that is kind of stacked, despite how clearly toxic this organization is with some of the recent news that came out.
Oh my God. Did you see that this morning?
Wow.
Josh Bartlestein or whatever Bartlestein it was and that Maga was Barbie. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah.
That was all right, man. Damn.
Well, you learn a lot. So, a lawsuit come out that you don't have nothing to do with the lawsuit. Something going to happen.
I was like, all right.
They spill the business for no reason other than to make that lawsuit get in the news.
Mm.
If Sophie Cunningham's not alleged in that lawsuit as sleeping or having an affair with the CEO of the Suns, do we care at all about some guy named Cornelius Caldwell or whatever his name was? Cornelius Craig? Probably not.
I didn't even know that was going down until just yesterday. Got involved.
I try to tell you guys, though, back to the W, the Mystics are going to be, and I know they haven't played anyone yet. They played the Dream.
Yeah.
They played the Sun. So, but they don't have Aaliyah back. And she's coming soon. And Leah Edwards. And they've got Kiki Iriafin, playing like a double-double machine. 17 points, 14 rebounds, multiple blocks. You've got Sonia Citrone, who's been playing really well. They've got pieces, right? So I think the way that they're going to play is super fast. They're playing that like Steve Nash, Mike D'Antoni, shoot the rock in 8 seconds under the shot clock. They're going to make everybody run up and down. Like I said, probably Stephanie Dolson's going to lose like 35 pounds. It's like that offense is going to be her Mounjaro, her Ozempic. So that's just what it's going to be. But what they're doing is scoring a lot of points, right? 90, 95 points. And you haven't seen that team break the 90s last year until September outside of overtimes. So I really like what the Mystics are doing pretty much in every way. Yeah. And also Brittany Sykes is playing awesome. She's been awesome.
They got Kiki. The Valkyries tomorrow.
Oh, that's a double.
Yeah, they're taking them to Pound Town. That's going to be – the Valkyries are the goofiest expansion team I've ever seen.
It's wild. The average age of 39 on that team.
I told Angel last night, you could play for the Valkyries tomorrow.
Facts. You absolutely could.
Hey, bring her on. Come on.
Get buckets, too.
Yeah.
Real quick about the Aces, too. Shout out to my girls. You know what I'm saying? It's a tough way to start the season, but I think they'll be all right. But this is, like, this run, this is, like, what, 5-6 years? Like, it's about time, like, you're on the back end.
Yeah.
Of this run, and you got somebody like the Liberty, and you know, I think the Sparks are actually going to be pretty good with Kelsey out there, and when Cameron comes back, and my girl Rakia as well. You got teams that are ready.
And Erica Hamby is playing. Yeah. I think she really got in shape from playing in Unrivaled. That's the reason, guys. This is the reason you watch Unrivaled, is so that you know who's up next in the W, because you're seeing players develop, get in shape, figure out their game before your very, very eyes. And then you fast forward till May and you're like, well, that's not a surprise. D'Erica Hamby really got like a tune-up season, especially considering that she's come off of multiple births. Like she's been injured, quote unquote injured, due to the fact that she's been pregnant twice.
And what's the point guard? I like the point guard too. What's my point guard's name? For the Sparks.
Oh, there's a couple.
The lefty.
So, you're talking about Ari McDonald?
No,
she's a lefty.
I'll figure it out. But I like what I saw from them. I mean, they were playing the Valkyries. I like their game when I saw them.
You're not talking about.
Odyssey Sims is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Odyssey Sims. Yeah.
So I think they're going to be better than people give them credit for. But I say all that to say the Aces are on the tail end of their 5-year run. Like, yeah, there's going to be some slippage.
Well, and you talk about the Liberty. You talk about the Lynx. The Lynx, I think, are
The Lynx are poised. Make it happen this year.
I was at game 5 of the finals last year, and they got utterly screwed multiple times down the stretch by the refs. There was just like some real suspect, and it happened down to the wire, and it was like they didn't really foul Stewie to send her to the line. And then the way that unfolded was sort of disastrous and enough to make you so pissed that you are a buzzsaw for the next season. So I think the Minnesota Lynx should be the favorite, and they are the favorite. But you look at the Liberty. Phoebich, this chick from overseas, was a rookie last year and was a main contributor of what they did in their title run. Mm-hmm. She hasn't even come back to the roster yet. And then you add in, you know, multiple players, and especially considering you're like, all right, this you've got Tasha Cloud, who they took for two first round picks, the seventh pick in this draft and the 2026 first round draft pick. And she comes in and seamlessly gives you 22 points, just buckets after buckets. That's crazy. But not just is she giving you buckets. She's also had multiple steals. She was a rebounding machine. She was whipping the ball around, and most of that production was in the second half. Mm-hmm. So I think she's probably the biggest. You talk about how crazy the free agency was and how many team, like big time players got moved. You got KP moving. You got Drew Lloyd moving. You got all the girls that went to the Phoenix Mercury moving. BG goes to the Dream. You know, all this stuff happens. I think Tasha Cloud could be the piece that helps the Liberty be able to say, okay, we can repeat. Or at least be right in the mix for that.
I didn't even realize she was there until I was watching the game. I said, yo, I was telling Damien, they got Natasha Cloud? How'd that happen? How'd that happen? Investigation.
Well, remember, the Mystics were offloading pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mercury were offloading pieces. And they let go of Tasha and Sophie Cunningham all at once. And then the Sun were offloading pieces because Tasha goes from Phoenix to Connecticut, and you knew Tasha wasn't going to stay in Connecticut. That team effing sucks. They're terrible. They're just like a nightmare zone. There's no wonder they're selling that team. No one wants to play for them. Marina Mabry's
it's a horrible place to be, too.
So Siberia, too. Like, she just wants out. They won't trade her.
Uncasville.
No one knows what's going on.
Sounds terrible.
And they've just disintegrated overnight. So Tasha Cloud doesn't even spend a minute in Connecticut. Connecticut takes the seventh overall pick this year, takes Liberty's next year's first, which will probably be 12th. And they get Anissa Morrow with it, who I think will not ever produce at any level. She's just like 6 feet power forward, which you just, I don't know what you're going to do there. She can't dribble the ball at all. I saw her up close. She puts the ball on the ground. It's curtains for you.
We nickname her Buddy.
Name her Buddy. I really was like, this girl is Buddy Hield. It's like what Jimmy Butler would say. I bet you Flauge is like, yo, do not put the ball on the ground. Do not run the floor. If you're in the paint, go up. Do not dribble and do anything with the ball. She's a mess, but she's a beast, but she's the best. They found a way to steal her, basically.
The WNBA season is getting underway. The NBA season is winding down. The conference finals get underway tonight.
Woo!
Is there a particular NBA finals you would like to see more than the other?
Minnesota and Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Teams that have never had a ring.
Okay.
Someone gets their first ring.
Huh? The Knicks are almost there.
Feels like the Knicks have never had a ring.
Feels like the Knicks are there, doesn't it? Team that's never gotten a ring. So I don't think that's what I'm going to get. I think we'll probably get OKC, Indiana. Indiana, we've been saying this week after week after week. Indiana's super tough. Man. They can out tough almost anyone. And I think that even includes the Knicks. Knicks obviously have been super clutch down the stretch with Jalen Brunson. But, man, I don't know if you can say how far Tyrese Halliburton has been behind Jalen Brunson in the playoffs in terms of getting last-second buckets.
Talking about?
He's been considerably behind him. But he's had some clutch moments.
Nah, but he's had
been
the moment.
Considerably he's behind
had,
him.
He hasn't had the volume moments. Of points, but he's had the moments.
He's had some clutch moments, for sure.
He hasn't had the volume of points. But also, let's be honest, there's no real shot creator on the Knicks besides Jalen Brunson.
Nah. It's depending on how you feel about Cat, but it's really Jalen Brunson. That's about it.
Everybody have to go to him.
Yeah.
Indiana's got Pascal Siakam. He can be the shot creator. That's what makes them so dangerous is you don't know when those moments. Andrew Nembhard is a great shot creator.
Mm-hmm.
He would go to the Knicks right now and be – much better than, I think, Deuce McBride. I think if if Tyrese Halliburton needed to do what Jalen Brunson did, I don't know if he would, but I don't know that he would be like three notches behind. He's had those. Oh my God. The intentional miss free throw off the front rim to the rebound, to the jab step, step back three for the win.
That was a moment.
That was a moment. That, I might never forget that.
That was an all. That was a playoff, historic playoff moment right there. Shout out Tyrese, man. He's playing well. I think the Knicks are going to win the championship. I think we look at and Trista, you tapped in, like you look at it beyond the surface stuff. So I think you probably saw some chinks in the armor. But ever since they beat the hell out of the Mavs last year, it was, yo, Boston's just going to do this again. Mm-hmm. They loaded. They ready to go. Even when Cleveland was winning the number one seed and having the best record, yeah, Boston gets to the playoffs. They're going to handle business. And we all looked at them as the best team in basketball, even outside of OKC and all this other stuff. And the Knicks just beat them. I know Tatum was gone, you know, to close that series out, and that may have pushed things over the edge. But they were basically up 3-1 already. They just beat the Celtics, the best team in basketball, I believe. Mm-hmm. They're playing the best, maybe them in Indiana playing the best basketball right now in the NBA. And yeah, I think New York got everything you need, man. I think they've got the primary scorer. They've got the secondary guy in Cat. They've got switchable pieces all around the perimeter. They're tough. We're now here in the final two series. You don't need a 9-man rotation. You need about 7, maybe 8 guys that you can trust. And we're going to ride this thing to the championship. I think they're going to win it.
You know what's interesting as I went when you were talking about that just now, Kenny, is I looked at the preseason odds. And I was like, I wonder what the preseason odds were for the Knicks to win the whole thing. And they were the second worst odds.
Really? I thought they would have been higher.
It was Boston plus 300, Knicks plus 725, Nuggets plus 750. You guys are going to trip out. Minnesota plus 850, Oklahoma City Thunder plus 900. That's pretty damn good.
What was Indiana?
Indiana was, 50-1. 50-1. And the team that just went to the Eastern Conference Finals, they said, we don't believe.
I believed in Indiana this year. I didn't believe in that run last year. And now, like last year, I didn't think there was any chance they beat Boston. Obviously, they're not playing Boston now. They're playing New York, but this is a significantly, in my mind, TK, this is a significantly better version of the Indiana Pacers than played last year.
Yeah, the versions that we're getting from them are better, right? I think you've got just a significant uptick in development from role players. You've got Ben Mathurin, who you can't really delegitimize. He wasn't playing in the last year's playoffs because of injury. That helps you a lot. That one guy that can be your microwave helps a lot. But if as a better, you say, okay, this is a team that just went to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think probably you say the same thing, like Ben Mathurin will be back as long as, you know, injury luck continues to be in their favor. And you say, okay, well, 50-1, even if they just get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, I can hedge and take the other team. And now you're getting some of the money back to lock in profit. So that's kind of like how smart bettors, not me because I'm not that smart of a bettor, but that's how smart bettors would have played it, right? Is they would take the Knicks now. They would put a bunch of money on the Knicks to win the championship. If they lose and the Pacers go to the finals, then you double back and take the Thunder and try to lock in. Say you put $1,000 on the Pacers to win it all. Mm-hmm. You can lock in $10,000 to $15,000 with the profit if they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is, I mean, they kind of cruised to this point. Cruised.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Is Shea ever getting the MVP, or did they just decide, nah, not this year?
They just sat down with it this year.
They're looking for a marquee moment for Shea, and he, despite scoring 34 on average per game, he has the quietest scoring I've ever seen. I thought he had taken a downtick in production. And I was checking in on his production now, and I was like, oh, he's actually 4 points per game better than he was in the regular season. But it doesn't felt like that. And thank God for Jalen Williams. He had that game because he was getting – people were ready to trade him.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, he can't be our secondary scorer. This guy went 2 for 17 from three. We got to get this guy up out of there.
See, or I thought J-Dub – I still don't think he going to eventually, when you're the best version of the Thunder, I don't think he's going to be the second guy. I think it's going to be Chet.
Did you see Stephen A. Smith? I love pointing these things out. It was probably a Freudian slip, but he was like, I've got the Thunder because I think Jamal Williams is going to have a big game. I said, sir, that man played for the Detroit Lions, for the New Orleans Saints.
That's how I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry.
Yeah, yeah. It happens.
Do you think he knows his name?
I think he does.
Okay.
One time I called
Les Miles yesterday. Les Snead. Les Snead.
Well,
I'm
that's
like,
a little bit different.
I'm like, that's the GM of the Rams.
I called Nikhil Alexander Walker. I called him Nikhil Harry. Said, man, Timberwolves going to be crazy with N'Keal Harry hooping out there. I'm like, oh, my bad.
Yeah. I told you the story about N'Keal Harry, right?
No.
So he gets drafted by the Patriots, right? I heard this from the horse's, not the horse's mouth, but like the horse's right-hand man's mouth. Mm. So N'Keal Harry gets drafted to the Patriots. And Tom Brady says, all right, let's go out and throw the ball around. Meet me at this park. He brings like his guy, like his like main executive assistant or whatever it is, this dude. And N'Keal is running routes or whatever. They toss the ball around for like 15 minutes. It was supposed to be like an hour long workout just to kind of gel, have that quarterback wide receiver connection start to be built in the off season. Tom like looks at his phone. He's like, I gotta go. Something came up. Sorry about that. Nothing came up. That's how bad N'Keal Harry was. He hopped in the car, talked to his friend, the guy that he was working for him. He goes, I will never throw that guy the ball. He will never throw
the ball. Left the workout. we're not going to work out, bro. It's cool.
We don't need the workout. I'm never throwing you the ball, ever. No matter if you're wide open on a slant. No one's around. Zone. Nope. You're not getting the ball.
Damn. He was supposed to be the dude out of Arizona State.
You could be standing in the end zone by yourself. I'm not throwing you the ball.
I'm throwing it in the double coverage.
And he told the coaches, I'm never giving this guy the ball. So he never played. He'd like
throwing the ball out of bounds.
Yes.
Take us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick.
Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's your career destroyed by Tom Brady hating your guts.
Oh, that's tough.
Boy, oh boy.
That is tough.
And by the way, you know who wanted to go there? Who they had the opportunity to pick that they did not pick? I heard it actually from the horse's mouth. I interviewed him, and he told me, I thought I was going to be a Patriot. It was my dream to be a Patriot. And probably if this moment happens, they never lose Tom Brady.
Damn, I can't remember the draft. I'm trying to, because N'Keal Harry, and it was somebody
else. What year was
it?
It was the same year as the N'Keal Harry draft?
Yes.
I don't know. Mm. I'm not going to think of it.
A.J. Brown.
Damn.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That's a rough
Tom
one.
Tom and A.J.
That's
is crazy.
Yeah,
A.J. Brown crying because he couldn't be a Patriot. They draft N'Keal Harry, not even into the offseason, and he says to his coaching staff and to his friend, I'm never throwing him the ball. Dead. Sliding glass door moment.
Mm, yeah. That is tough. Appreciate you, TK. We are locked
you
in.
You in Vegas? You got to help me. I need to fit. I need to be UFC.
Oh, you
ready.
Don't need no help from me. I saw you. I don't know what you were wearing yesterday, but that it was like a royal blue color. That was fire.
Was it fire?
That was absolute heat.
Like a little Nike Toy Store get, like a little sneaky. They had some sneaky like dress clothes in there.
Oh, I was gonna say that didn't look like no Nike stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that was heat.
Thanks.
Yeah, you did that.
Yeah.
And you are a marvelous accessorizer. Like you can take
accessory queen.
You could take an outfit that's like, oh, this is a solid 6.5, 7,
yeah,
and make it a 10 with the right accessories. Mm-hmm. I feel like your accessories just get built around the outfit.
It does. It does. Because you feel like you can kind of dress them up and dress them down.
Yeah.
I don't really like to be super dressed up. I feel like whatever the way that my energy is, or maybe I'm just not like comfortable having like a ton of skin. So I kind of like to just let the jewels talk for me instead of the girls talk for me and the games talk for me.
Well, you've had the girls out on more than.
It's really hot. They got
well, it's going to be hot in Vegas.
We'll see. What's the weather about to be?
I think we're approaching 100 in Vegas, ooh. I think.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's 90 there right now, boy. Yeah. Where are you guys staying?
Venetian.
Tell me offline.
Doesn't matter. I always talk about it. That's my spot.
That's your spot. I have no idea where I'm staying. I just got an email today saying that they set my stuff up.
Okay.
So We'll definitely link.
Well, we'll see you next Tuesday for sure, but I'm super hyped. I already sent the text. TK gonna be there. It's up.
Yeah. Once you told me you were going to Vegas, I was like, I know it's the same day. I know it. If he's planning an outfit, it's right around the corner.
Yep. Yep. That's facts.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next
all
week.
All right.
Trista Crick, live from Marina Del Rey.
Man. Large.
Stilo and KC, we'll come back. Jason Jones coming up in about 30 minutes. Bump it or dump it next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. It's always an adventure to see if KC makes it back before the break. He didn't. I mean, he's walking in now, but it's still. Like, if it was Prize Picks and you here it is. Here's, man, I guess I just got to get caught up on this. Like, the RG3, Ryan Clark. I guess they going at it.
RG3, man.
You bugging a little bit?
Yeah, he was doing too much. The way this all started, he was doing a little too much, in my opinion. And Ryan called him out on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said something. So he said RG3.
I have the tweets right here.
Oh, okay.
If that'll help.
Yeah, RG3 had said Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark.
Like, yeah.
We see it every time.
He could recognize hate when he sees it.
Right. Now, in the video, him saying that, number one, was, that's a little iffy because there's a lot that comes along with that word. But then he was, like, doing some head movements, mocking Angel. His wife was in the background, like, clapping to everything that he was saying the whole time, randomly. And then Ryan Clark was like, hey, man, you was going too far with that Angel thing and the implications that you're making. And he said, you probably don't understand what Angel's going through because you don't have a black woman in your household to kind of tell you what maybe she's going through and why she feels the way she feels on some such situations. And then he said that, and then RG3 comes back and was like, oh, you crossed the line. You brought my family into this.
Yeah, God, he wrote a book.
He wrote. Oh,
Jesus.
So he said, at first I saw the book that he wrote.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm not reading all this right now. And then I just watched the video later. I think he just said what he said in the video, in the tweet. Because I was like, okay. This sounds like the same thing he said. But, yeah. I thought hate is, when you're talking about, I don't want to say it's serious, but like when you're talking about something like that, like we joke around all the time, you'd be like, you hate Kendrick. Like that's not a serious conversation we're having.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about Angel and Caitlin in a serious way, like I think it is a little extra to be like, she hates this person. Because I know me personally, when you say that word, when you say hate, like you, that's a strong ass word. I was always taught you never hate nobody. Mm-hmm. So if you're saying this person hates somebody, it carries a little bit of weight. And then all the head movements and all the mannerisms he was doing, I thought that was a little extra on RG3's part. For a situation that, once again, Angel and Caitlin both were like, yo, it's just hoop. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Man, Ryan followed it up with, bruh, you know what it is with me and you. I saved you the entire season on Monday Night Football. I urge people to let you be. No matter how corny, how bad a teammate you were, I had your back. What did you do? Invite someone on your show you know I don't fool with to ask questions about me and then hit me weeks later to tell me you're going to challenge one of my takes. You're a phony, bro. One of the worst teammates I ever had, both on the field and in TV.
Mm.
You got to do what you got to do. I didn't attack your wife. I spoke on what you do on social media and TV. Like I said, I met your wife, and she seemed like a lovely lady, and that's worth more than the color of her skin. You'll be good, bro.
Which is all true from Ryan. Like, he didn't go at his wife. He just mentioned.
Like, Ryan, like Robert's not stupid. Like, the implication, if you're having a conversation about Angel and Caitlin,
mm-hmm.
and you have a white woman in the background cheering on your anti-Angel, you know what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And then to write this 4-page letter that he wrote to Ryan Clark acting like you're stunned by this is trash.
RG3's response.
Like, you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
You knew what you were doing.
And Ryan called him out on it, and then I thought RG3's, his initial video was whatever. Like, I didn't like it, but I didn't think it was like a huge deal. Obviously, Ryan felt some type of way about it, and I understand why he did after he explained his thoughts, and he called him out on it. And I think, in hindsight, now looking back, yeah, he was right to call him out on it. And then RG3, instead of just having a conversation, like, he's made it this big old thing. Like, RG, this second video he did where he has got the long,
the book.
Know, the book that he wrote. Like, bro, stop. Like, you're doing way too much. Way too much.
I'm actually looking at Ryan's page. Let's see what over here is on what's on Robert's page.
For until you responded to what I said, I didn't know we were on.
Well, that's what we were joking about when we got back, is you never really know if Casey's going to make it back before the break. Like you
I thought, like, I made it back in time.
I had my juice and a smoothie delivered, but they didn't have a straw. So I'm like running around opening all the cabinets. It's like I'm jogging around here trying to, get back in time. And Casey just come in every day. Casey just
I thought it was something about your cadence and talking to the chatty house that made it sound like we were still on a break. Mm-hmm. So I was just talking, and then I picked up on your cadence when you responded. I said, "Oh, this is radio tone." We've been on the radio the whole time. Oh man.
Oh man.
My bad.
This is tough. Like, RG3 is a, I don't know, man. I don't want to say nothing bad about the man. He is kind of corny to me. Mm. I think it's tough, man. You got to be careful. And I think Ryan mentioned this too. When you have a take and you welcome in your white wife to be a part, which I don't think you do in all of your videos, but you welcome in her in to be a part of this conversation that now I think is going on year three, depicting a black player and a white player, you know what you're doing.
Right.
And to now gain the, and Ryan mentioned this, to gain the support of those, Barstool guys. Mm-hmm. Look, man, if that's what you want, hey, salute. Mm-hmm. But just be careful when you align yourself with guys like that.
Yeah, for sure. And
like those guys, those are grown ass men. Grown ass men who make money and a living off of trashing this young woman. Like, not just her game. They haven't been trashing her game for 3 years. They have been trashing her for 3 years. And it's one of the crazy side effects to this Caitlyn thing is Angel being attached to her since that national championship and the white black dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I was listening to Bomani Jones, the other day, and he was
Bomani Hill is fire. That's amazing.
I don't even know where that came from.
A little mix of Bonte Hill and Bomani Jones.
Maybe that's it. Jones the other day, and he was talking about like the discourse about talking about the WNBA online or Twitter or whatever, and he was like, hey, when is this just gonna be fun? When is this just gonna be about basketball? Because every time, it's always something. It generally happens, it's about Caitlin and Angel or something going on with Caitlin. And he's like, man, when are we gonna get to the point where we're just talking hoop and it's a fun conversation? And I don't know when that's gonna happen with these two, and that's unfortunate, because I really feel like both of them are tired of it and ready to move on and don't want to.
I definitely got that impression this weekend.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, bro,
definitely,
like,
got that impression.
They tired of it. Mm-hmm. And when talking about them, I try to keep it on the game and all this other stuff. And like I said, I love the dynamic of, they have a rivalry or they have history. I think that's good for viewing and just for the league. But try to keep it where, hey, they're playing the game of basketball. Not, it's an indictment and it's this big storyline on society. You know what I mean? Because Angel plays for Chicago and plays a certain way, and Caitlin plays and Indiana plays a certain way. I think people get too silly with it. And to circle all back, that's what RG3 did. He got too silly with it. Like, even the aspect of Angel not liking Caitlin. All right, so what? It happens all the time in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Cunningham and Jalen Green don't like each other. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But RG, you got to put a video out there. Oh, it's clear. She hates it and all that. I'm like, man, you're making it something bigger than it really needs to be. And that's how we got here with those two, at least. Like, mm-hmm. that wasn't video worthy. That wasn't this super breakdown, thought worthy, thought piece worthy, think piece worthy. It's just people be doing extra with these two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.